Message number 1155. Mother of Salvation, to serve my son truly you must love him first. To love my son you must know him first. Saturday, June 21, 2014 at 15:40. My dear child, my own life on earth was lived through my son Jesus Christ. My soul was created in heaven by my Father God the Most High, and my birth was an extraordinary gift to humanity. I was sent by God with the sole purpose of delivering into the world the much anticipated Messiah. My son's birth was miraculous, and from the moment he drew his first breath my only desire was to serve his every need. I adored my son and acknowledged him with great reverence. His beautiful godly demeanor was quickly evident within 3 months of his birth. His smile was radiant, and even as young as he was, his piercing blue eyes had an extraordinary depth and maturity. I knew I was there to serve him in every way, but he showed me great love at a very early age. This love was not just the love that a child would have for his mother, it was much greater than that. He soothed me, caressed my face whenever I became worried about the dangers which we and my spouse Saint Joseph would have to face. After the exodus to Egypt, I found it difficult to relax, and I remained alert to every potential threat or danger, which meant that I slept few hours at night. Even before my son made himself known, it was very clear to me the dangers he would have to face in the future. His hands always reaching out to people in love and friendship. As a boy, he drew many, although they had no idea who he was. He also drew unwarranted criticism from friends and people he knew. He was bullied and laughed at, and I was also snubbed by many. The presence of God drew the good as well as those with dark souls to our small family from the day my son was born. My love for him was very powerful. I loved him for who he was, but I also loved him as a mother, and that love continues to this day. I was somewhat overprotective of my son, and when I lost him on the journey back from Jerusalem, I was terrified. My sense of loss was felt in every part of me, and I could not rest until I found him. On that day when I found him speaking and preaching to the elders in the temple, I realized from that moment on that I had only to serve him and to be obedient to his every desire. To serve my son truly you must love him first. To love my son you must know him first. To know my son means to study his word and to understand what he told his disciples during his time on earth. It is only through his word that you can get to know Jesus Christ. If you accept his holy word, then you can serve him. You cannot serve him if you do not honor his word or do all that he taught you. Obedience to the word of God is essential if you wish to live like true Christians. If you preach his word, then you must practice what my son preached, to love one another, to do unto others what you would expect to be done unto you, to honor God through the holy sacraments as he taught you. You must never dictate to God your desire to change his word, because you do not have this right. Subservience to my son can only be achieved if you remain obedient to his teachings. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Your beloved mother. Mother of Salvation.